Dad.
Prisoner here with you until, just about 6 o'clock at the KALX Berkeley. And, you know, I got a little card from Morrissey in the mail, and here's what it said.
I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday.
Okay, well, they stopped it themselves. That was Sentimental Crap by Dead Eye Dick off of a CD entitled A Different Story. From their new CD Postcards, we had the Gargoyles with This Happy Day, Jail, also from a new CD called Dreamcake with Not Happy, and I started off with The Smiths, yes, Morrissey and the gang, with Unhappy Birthday. Well, you know what? You can be a lawyer. Well, or you could just look like one. McGill University San Francisco Law School is offering a class based on the O.J. Simpson case. Haven't we heard enough of that? Overcome your inner motion to suppress and pretend you're playing with the big boys. And the class begins August 2nd. For more information, call 415-666-6218. Mm-hmm, that's right. 666-6218 over in the San Francisco area code. I am the prisoner. It's 13 minutes after the hour 3 here at KALX Berkeley. Coming up, actually, about 4 o'clock, I'll be presenting the interview that I did with John Avila and Johnny Hernandez. I'm bad pronouncing, even when I have talked to the people. Both of them are from Boingo, Oingo Boingo, you know, that sort of thing. And I talked to them Thursday night, and you'll be hearing it at 4 o'clock, spread out over the whole 4 o'clock hour. And, of course, with New Music Roulette at 4:30 and a big chunk of cheese in about 15 minutes or so after the entertainment calendar. Anyways, enough of me rambling on. Do you know who did the original song Summer Holiday? Well, if you do and you want to go see maybe the Deftones and Melon over at the Berkeley Square this Saturday the 30th at 9 o'clock, 642-KALX is the phone number. I'll take the second correct caller who knows the answer. Second correct caller who knows the answer. Who originally did the song Summer Holiday? This is going to be a barely recognizable version. It's Summer Holiday by the KK Kings. It's the United KK Kingdom mix, and it's from the soundtrack Baji on the Beach. Holly Coldfield there with version of If I Were Belle. You might remember that from Guys and Dolls. Well, you can find that on Blame It on My Youth, released by the Holly Cole Trio. Susanna Hoffs from her CD When You're a Boy with the Bowie song Boys Keep Swinging. Those darn accordions doing The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And I started off with the KK Kings and the United KK Kingdom mix of Summer Holiday. Like you could recognize Summer Holiday in there at all, which was actually a Cliff Richards tune, just in case anyone wanted to know. But you could find that and another version of Summer Holiday on the soundtrack to Baji on the Beach. And that about does it for what I played there. Let's go find out what's happening today around the area. It's because it's time for the entertainment calendar here at KALX Berkeley. Where? Here in the East Bay at Ashkenaz, the Zydeco Flames. Let's speak properly today. So if you're into Zydeco type stuff, that's probably what you're up for. There will be an open mic at Eli's Mile High Club tonight. And at Yoshi's will be John Capo Bianco Orchestra. And Basha and Spyro Gyro will be playing at the Concord Pavilion all the way up in Concord. And if you're up for a film, The Scent of Green Papaya will be playing at the UC Theater tonight. Probably a couple times. Let's go over to the city by the bay, San Francisco, or at the bottom of the hill. I don't know if it's just that someone put in today's date or if there actually is a band called July 26th. Tim the Fish and Roadside Monuments will also be playing there if indeed July 26th is an act. Vibe Tribe will be at the Brave New World. DNA Lounge will be hosting Thrill Pillows. And the band will be at the Great American Music Hall. I'm having a hard time speaking again, aren't I? Oh, well. The fabulous Bud E. Love and the Useless Playboys will be at the Paradise Lounge. Where at Slim's Jawbreaker, Jawbox, and Versus will be appearing. And Thirsty Sweet is... There's going to be a very special secret surprise show. So, shh, don't tell anyone. You're the only one who knows. Okay? All right. That's what it says here. Kenny Brooks, Josh Jones, Graham Conan, and Trevor Dunn, as usual, at the Up and Down Club. And the Charlie Hunter Trio will be appearing at the Elbow Room. And cinematically, as I've done before in the past, movies over at the Red Vic, the Cement Garden, and at the Roxy, My Life in Turnaround. And that does it for this edition of the KALX Entertainment Calendar. If you want to hear this again, as I keep recommending to you, listen to Warlock at 7:30. Or if you want to hear a brand new one, listen to, I think it's Devil Doll now, 7:30 tomorrow morning. And you can get the full scoop on what's going on in the area. Okay, enough of me breathing there. Big block of cheese, as usual. And what do we got for you this time? Maybe you'd like to go see the Cadillac Tramps, Alley Boys, and Tulane Blacktop at the Edge down in Palo Alto this Thursday at 9 o'clock. And it is an all-ages club, although if you're in this area, you pretty much have to be of age to drive. So there. Anyways, if you are interested in seeing the Cadillac Tramps, Alley Boys, and Tulane Blacktop, give me a call, 642-KALX, and be the... Well, let's stick with caller number two, who can tell me what... And I'll categorize her as a serious actress, for the most part, who is singing this song. And it's a recent production of it, and let's see if you get it. I'm not even going to tell you what movie it's from. It's from a recent movie. If you can tell me who it is singing, it's a serious actress, as I said. Yes, believe me. And in fact, that is the name of the song, Me. 642-KALX is the phone number, and that's for the Cadillac Tramps at the Edge. 642-KALX.
What do I see? That's the question I'm most afraid of. One day. Mm-hmm.
little, sir.
The one, the only, Joe Williams with Little Sir Echo from a CD that I believe came out this year called Here's to Life. Napoleon Solo, a Swedish ska band, as what a friend told me a long, long time ago, found it a couple years ago. They were doing Henry Mancini's Baby Elephant Walk, and that's off of their CD called Shot. And I started off with Meryl Streep. Yes, Meryl Streep. Doing me, and that was from the film Death Becomes Her.
If you have a child with cancer, you and your family can get help in coping with the demands of the illness by joining the Robert Louis Family Cancer Support Program. The program offers emotional and social support for both parents and children at absolutely no charge. For more information, please call 415-775-5921. That's 415-7755. 921.
You are listening to Calyx, and I am the prisoner, and this is a big block of cheese. And with cheese, you get to go cheese shows. Yep. And this one's the Cab Driver's Ball with Tony Sonder Group at the Paradise Lounge tomorrow, which is my birthday, you know. So if you're interested in seeing that, you got to be 21 years or older. You got to know how to dial 642-KALX, and you got to know just, not who this group is, but what more popular modern group did a cover of this following song by the Four Lads.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring.
Berkeley.
Oingo Boingo.
Far away in the ancient land. Far away beyond the stars. There lied the master of flight, the master of morning news, and the master of radio.
Hey, this is John Avila.
This is John Vato
of Boingo.
Hey, man, and we're listening to The Prisoner
on Cal-X, Berkeley.
They gave you such a hard time when they took your babe away. You heard it on the airwaves that she joined the SLA. Oh, the stories, tape recordings. things, just when things seemed at their worst. Then the good Lord heard you calling, and he gave back to Patty Hearst. You got your baby back. A poor girl is out of the sack.
Let's go way back into the distant past. Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, that would be Vatos, who was in the band. In that band at that time, I've been in the band for 10 years.
Which I guess is from like the
That's
second
a decade.
Yeah,
but Vatos joined in the Mystic Knights days when they were a theatrical group.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting, wearing monkey suits, marching in with drums beating and going into old swing jazz tunes. It was pretty interesting. Of course, I got a drum solo every show at that time.
And
it's more of a calypso lead, if I remember right.
And they've cut you back since.
Oh, they've cut me back a lot. In fact, I've even started cutting my hair.
And
yep.
Still keeping up with costumes, though.
Oh.
Pyramid for
yourself. Oh, sure. There you go. Okay, and that's about all Mystic Knights was. It was kind of a mixture of Monty Python meets Captain Beefheart meets, you know, a couple of other little things.
And all you have to show for it is the little film now called The Forbidden Zone.
Yeah, that was quite an accomplishment. That was an interesting film. One of my all-time favorites.
When you were in trouble and you needed a hand, I was always there. When your legs got shaky and you couldn't stand, I was always there. I was always there when you needed me the most. When the darkness came into your life, I held up the light.
It was the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo, and we got a call right around 79-80 from a band in San Francisco that said, well, the Mystic Knights, we've been calling ourselves that for a long time, so unless you send us $750 for a new PA, you're not going to be able to use our name. So we didn't send them any money, and we dropped the name. So that's how we got rid of the first part. And now it's just down to Boingo, and now we're thinking of going back to something or other, the Mystic Knights at the Oingo Boingo, Boingo Boingo, and Flying Circus. Because I think we've gone too far the other way. We're going to start adding a lot.
Well, you still got one more step. You can go to Oingo, which is...
Right. You know, it's kind of also goes along with the Day of the Dead and kind of the Mexican fest thing of, you know, well, Mexicans, you know, my name is Juan Ricardo Pablo Medina Hernandez. You know, that's just too many names on the license. You know, in fact, they
need
probably
two
want
cards for that.
There you go. They would probably want me to have a green card. That's what they'd want me to have. Yeah, that's it.
Let's get into your introduction into what was now being called Oingo Boingo.
I joined in 84, and around that time, it was when the band was doing Dead Man's Party album, and it was a really fun time to get in because the band was going through a change at that time, starting from, you know, the earlier days when the tempos were a lot more brisker. All of a sudden, it changed into a whole new theme of more... just different sounds, more, I don't know, synthesizers. Yeah, there you go.
And going from what I guess some people could term as that new wave punk influence into
modern
rock.
Yeah, the punk influence, though, I mean, just the energy and the spirit of it is always there, I think. Even when we're playing a ballad, sometimes ballads can seem like they're thrashing in their own little way. And... now we have a new album, and this album is yet another left turn in the ever-going history of Oingo Boingo. See, notice how I called it Oingo Boingo. You know, you can call it Boingo, you can call it Oingo Boingo, you can call it anything you want, because it doesn't matter.
It's still the same.
Yeah.
Same heart to it, I guess.
Right.
Put it.
Don't you ever wonder why nothing ever seems to change? If it does, it's for the worse. Seems it's just a modern curse. Sometimes when I take a peek outside of my little cage, everyone looks so asleep. Will they die before they wake? And hey, don't you know we're just products of our time? And hey, what do you say? Show me yours, I'll show you mine.
You did mention, you know, another new turn here. I noticed the new album has more kind of a, you know, not classic, but an older rock kind
of
feel to
it. Well, it has
more guitars. Yeah.
I
guess you've also now added your name to producing on this, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. It's part of like, we're like a little trio of three chiefs in the studio going berserk.
No, I want it this one. Don't do that. But that's
no,
how we
that's
do it.
No, that's never happened. That's never happened.
But that's how we do it. You know, we just have fun. And this album was really fun to make. The album was made with a lot less preparation before going into the studio. And so we had...
That's preparation age.
Yeah. And so, you know, it changed. Things happened in the studio that, you know, kind of happened on the spot a lot of the time. So there's a lot more spontaneity, a lot improvising, and
it turns out very, very good.
Yeah, it was a fun way to make a record.
But it did take a while to get out from at least what I noticed. It took a while from you were playing most of the new stuff in the shows over a year ago, and you know everyone's just waiting. When's it coming out?
It took us almost a year, but.
It worth it.
It wasn't like a year of recording. It was more of, you know, we'd work for a couple of weeks and then not work, and then work for a couple of months and not work, and you know,
go
new songs
tour.
Were coming out all the time. Though it was really quite a year.
Kind of like the way Bob Dylan does it.
Well, I wouldn't know how Bob Dylan does
Bob
it.
Bob Dylan,
yeah,
Bob does it.
Oh yeah, I read about it. Rolling Stone. Yeah, man, it's cool.
Actually, right now we're doing a blues thing in L.A. We have a little blues combo band with a Hammond organ. My brother Sam on Hammond organ. Hammond Salmon. And we also have been playing on we've been working on this TV show called Culture Clash on Fox. And we've been part of the music staff of the show. We're in the house band. We come up with, you know, we work on the music for some of the cues. Like a comedy,
it's like
a Living Color. Comedy skits, really fun stuff.
So,
yeah, so we've been keeping busy doing that.
Oh, it's a good way to keep busy. As we all know.
In fact, on that TV show, we were actually in a couple of skits. John played in the East LA Philharmonic, and we've played little characters all through the show, which is kind of fun.
Oh, I could imagine. I only get to do this, though. No one gets to see me.
Oh, you want to see him, folks. Boy, man, he shaves his legs. Ask him if you ever get a chance to come down here. He shaves his legs. Well, I know because he rides a bike right by my house, and I live right down the street from here.
Face for radio is what they call for me. Face for radio.
Should we play a song?
Yeah, you want to play a song?
Yeah, let's play a song.
Okay.
Here's a song called Hey.
Boingo from their new CD, as I like to call it, their self-titled debut album titled Boingo. That was Hey, as suggested by John Avila from Boingo. And we'll be hearing more of him and Vatos Hernandez coming up after New Music Roulette, which is actually at 4:30. But I thought I'd take this wonderful opportunity to break in and also tell you stuff that you heard before that. Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood with Summer Wine from the Nancy Sinatra Hit Years. Theme from A Summer Place by Max Steiner. From The Prisoner television series, from the volume number 2 of the soundtrack series. The actual title is called Stack Flat. It's by R. Bourdin, but it's something about the Big Dipper or something like that, a roller coaster ride. You have to know the series to probably get that one, which I do, but that's another story. Fred Astaire with Something's Gotta Give, and I started off with The Four Lads and Istanbul, not Constantinople, which has been covered by a group called They Might Be Giants.
The Bay Area Lupus Foundation is seeking key volunteer leaders for a one-year term on its board of directors or for a position on the Resource Development Council. Skills being sought include accounting, finance, fundraising, legal, public relations, and health professionals. For further information, please contact the Bay Area Lupus Foundation at area code 408-954-8600. That's 408-954-8600.
Well, let's get back into some more music here. This is the Blue Airplanes with Broken and Mended. Well, the big electronic raspberry tells me it's 4:30, isn't it? And I'll just talk a little over the end of Voodoo Child here, Jimi Hendrix. This pulled off of the Ultimate Experience CD. I think you could find it elsewhere. I know that. And this set started off with the Blue Airplanes, Broken and Mended, from their new CD, Life Model. Well, it is time for New Music Roulette. And today on the show is Deconstruction. Yes, a couple members of Jane's Addiction, Eric and Dave, yes, spread their past Jane's Addiction wings and sound like Jane's Addictions without Perry's annoying and pretentious little tracks. Oh, reading reviews, I shouldn't really be doing that. But anyways, you know the general gist of the game. We've got here, in this case, 15 tracks. I have a CD player that can play tracks randomly. Just press a button, or as I do several times, and it picks a track for you. And if you guessed the right track between 1 and 15, again, you can go see, well, in this case today, Harry Connick Jr. with Funky Donkey over at the Concord Pavilion this Thursday. Now, you must be able to come down here to Calix to pick up the tickets by tomorrow. So that's the stipulation there, I guess. Anyway, 642-KALX is the phone number. And push the random button a couple times here. And are we ready? We are ready. And this is Deconstruction. 642-KALX is the phone number. Tracks 1 through 15. First correct caller gets to go see Harry Connick Jr.
Topcon Technologies, Inc. advises you of this. You'll have the greatest feeling knowing you've helped a child or accident victim when you donate blood. Hospitals are always in need of blood since only about 5% of the people who are able to give do so. Let's raise that percentage and help those truly in need. You'll be glad you did. This reminder is a service of Topcon Technologies, Inc. of Pleasanton.
Another one of our DJs here kind of said, why don't you ask them how they feel kind of playing second, it seemed, to like Danny and maybe Danny and
no,
Steve.
No, it's more like fourth and fifth.
Fourth, sixth, fifth, seventh. Well, the rest like of the just, band playing more
like
kind of second.
Like just today, I wrote on the back of the plane, you know. It's just, like, I'm sorry, your seat's in the back by the toilets? Oh, okay.
Well,
anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but I mean, how, it's seemingly like the rest of the band is second to, it seems, to Danny Elfman.
Well, Danny's the leader of the band. Yeah. He writes the songs, and he's the lead singer. And, you know, he's you know,
yeah.
It's kind of the way bands work sometimes. But it's cool. I mean, it's a real, as far as it being a band, it's a band. But, Danny's music is the focal point, you know. He writes some really cool songs, and we just try and make them sound as good as they can.
Yeah, but other than that, you know, that's that. Let's see, other than that, that's that.
Album, there was I guess the direction that it went, that just called for less horns or no horns, and so since we were, you know, just kind of the way it worked out, the horns aren't going to be on this tour. You know, it's not to say they'll never be around or anything, it's just they're not working, you know, they're not touring with the band right now, I should say,
which would say to me that this tour mostly comprises of newer material.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Maybe
guitars.
Yet unheard stuff.
Yeah, a lot of new stuff. Actually, we're playing a lot of we're playing a lot of old stuff too. I mean, we're kind of throwing it all in, you know, we're making a party out of it. We're even doing some songs that are newer than the album, because we've been coming up with new songs all along. It seems like even during sound checks we'll come up with songs.
The tuning the guitar song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, let's try this, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
I love that song.
Most bands have one, I think.
That was good.
So, since you've mentioned you are playing new songs as you go along, is there in the works a second album for Boingo?
Oh, there's nothing set right now. We're not actually, you know, set on anything like that. We just put this new one out. But, oh, man, you know, once you start writing songs like that, oh, did you hear my mom? She just went by in a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I told her not to drive that motorcycle. So, yeah, you know, there's no album set right now, but we are coming up with new songs.
But, you know, with 5 years between this and your last album,
I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's going to be four.
Just
or five
like Bob
years.
Dylan does it. Yeah. I read that.
You guys do a lot of things like Bob Dylan. do you sing like Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Not going to try too hard on that one.
Yeah, after a couple of drinks, I do. After a couple of drinks, I do a real good Bob Dylan.
And that's why you play drums.
Yeah, that's right. I go to karaoke parlors just to sing Bob Dylan tunes. It's fantastic. Bob and I are like this. Peace.
Well, we did work together on two Food for Feet albums,
and
we also did an album with Robbie Krieger of The Doors. John and I played with Brian Auger. Who else was on that? Anyway, it was Robbie's album. It was really fun working with him. He's really...
He was one of my heroes growing up. I was into The Doors, and man, to work with him.
In fact, we just did a set with Robbie. We actually got up and played. It's so funny. On a number of occasions, we've just showed up and all of us gone somewhere, and all of a sudden we're playing with Robbie Krieger. It's happened to me twice already. And it happened to us at the House of Blues in Los Angeles. John and I went down there because they have a blues night on Monday nights, and we went there just to hang out. And we see Robbie in the parking lot, man. He's, see you in there, man. See you in there. And you go in there, and before you know it, man, we're doing a set. And we did a, we actually did a reggae version of
Break On Through
to the Other Side with Robbie Krieger, man. It was so much fun.
That was incredible.
Other influences, just mentioned The Doors.
The Beatles.
Yeah, well, the new album does
say. Yeah, there's definitely some influence there.
Oh, especially one song.
Yeah.
I am he as you are, he as you are me, and we are all together. See how they run like pigs from a gun, see how they fly. I'm
Oh, that was the only song on the album that I wrote, yeah.
And Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
John Roth writes a lot with Michael Bolton.
So, Doors, Beatles.
Yeah.
Pretty much
jazz, funk. I mean, you listen to everything. I mean, there's not any particular band. I mean, influence everything you hear on the radio. Now on the radio influences me.
Yeah, in Los Angeles, it's a pretty wide open music scene, and if you can play it, you can pretty much go any part of town and play any kind of style. So that comes up a lot. You know, you never know. You never know what your friends like and what they want to play, and next thing you know, you're playing Latin music, next thing you know, you're playing jazz, next thing you know, the guys are talking about this bass player, this drummer, listen to this trumpet player, listen to this guitar player. So it comes at you from all corners.
Then mix it up and throw it together,
and
you've got a song.
Yeah.
Or at least an album. Halloween shows down there, which I've been told is an experience. Since I've never been, and I'm sure a lot of people haven't been, is there anything that you like to say about these? That, or are they just...
Well, we've done them, how many years now?
Straight.
9, 10 years.
I don't know, but when we started, I couldn't get a bus pass.
People used to bring their... the horse and buggies in. They parked them there. They had a lot of hay for the horses.
These shows are over at 11 o'clock. That's when the buses stop running.
And ever since then, it's been a tradition with our family. And all the kids and everyone comes and boingles around.
Man, I've got through two wives doing those shows. We've been doing them so long.
Anyway, yeah, it's a tradition. Everyone has fun. We make fun of the dead. We make fun of the dark. And just have a good time.
So just a wild concert, as usual.
Yeah, that too. Not exactly an international touring band, I mean, but fortunately, a country embraced Boingo, and the country of Brazil, who won the World Cup. We put an album out there about 3 or 4 years ago, and the thing just went. The people went crazy for Boingo in Brazil, to the point of when we played Rio de Janeiro one night. They almost 40,000 people showed up to a gig, and the song "Stage" was a huge hit over there. In fact, they still know it. It's really
still on the charts, and it was used for an afternoon soap opera. It still runs right now. It still runs as a theme song for a soap opera down there.
So pretty much Brazil, then.
It's wild.
Was that a separate album, or was it just one of the ones that
"Stage" was off? It was a separate album that the record company put out in Brazil.
So collectors look out.
It is collectors, yeah. You gotta go to Brazil to get it. She want to play a song? Why don't we play a song?
Okay, we can play a song.
But hey, let's try insanity. Come on, you folks. Let's get insane. Strip me naked and put me under a pyramid with my woman. That's all I want to be. Right there with a big old... Yeah, that's it. That's it. That sounds like heaven. Oh, and a remote. Gotta have a remote. Gotta have cable and a remote. There you go. Give me nothing but just hanging out under a pyramid with my wife and a remote. And you gotta... Oh, you gotta have tequila. Oh, it's okay. So you have a little... Okay, so put me under a pyramid with a little... Okay.
This is sounding rather like a Spanish Inquisition, if you ask me.
Nobody mentioned the Spanish Inquisitions.
Well, I guess that about wraps it up.
All right.
Do you really want to, really want to? And growing pains, tranquilizers for the soul. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Evolution's cruelest joke. Why is everyone upset? I once knew, but I forget. Something happened, something strange. Something it appears has changed. And hey, don't you know? Of our time. And hey, what do you say? If I show you yours, will you show me mine? Hey, what do you say? Hey,
Hey, this is Johnny Vatos.
And John Avila.
Of Boingo. You're listening to KALX.
Berkeley.
With Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, that on a compilation series called The Legacy. So Many Girls by The Odd Numbers from a new CD entitled Retrofitted for Today. Crayon by Request doing Knee High Susan. And intermixed in that interview with John Avila and Johnny Vatos Hernandez was Insanity off the new CD by Boingo.
Artist and educator Fred Martin will speak on the art of painting and spiritual work at the San Francisco Art Institute on Thursday, August the 11th. The lecture will examine the forms, traditions, and prospects of painting in relation to spiritual work, the life of the soul, the problem of society, and the question of the transcendent. For more information, please call 415-749-4588. That's 415-74-94-58-8.
You are listening to 90.7 FM, KALX, Berkeley, just located adjacent to the University of California. I am the prisoner. I'll be here with you for, well, up until 6 o'clock, but... Following me will not be Warlock. Attention, attention, programming note. Following me is not going to be Warlock. It's going to be the lovely Lisa. Haven't heard her in a while. Maybe I'll stick around. Anyways, enough me yakking off, as I do like to say. The Insect Surfers, from their album Reverb Sun, we are now presenting Insect Stomp here at the KALX.
Songtank International Inc. advises motorists. Summer school is in session again, and children will be traveling to and from school on foot and on bicycles. Kids aren't always aware of all traffic hazards, so it's up to motorists to exercise extra caution when driving near school zones and crosswalks. Drive with care. Let's make this school year a safe one. This reminder is a service of Songtank International Inc., 46560 Fremont Boulevard in Fremont. Their own interpretation of Gram Parsons' Hot Burrito Number 2. This is Eugene Chadbourne, Werner Daffeldacker, and Walter Mali from
a new CD out called Hot Burrito Number 2. And check it out if you like this sort of thing. Before this was Yakety Sax, not quite as noisy as What's Going On Underneath Me. That's from the Benny Hill Show. Hobo had Hickory Stick, and I did start off with the Insect Surfers with Insect Stomp off of their CD entitled Reverb Sun. Well, it's just a few seconds before 5:30. News is coming up at that time, and in about 15 minutes after that will be me again. So here's the KALX Evening News.
Engineer Fritz Ferber. For everyone here at KALX, I'm Jackie Hassel.
And I'm Mayor Indy. Good night.
Good night.
She loves you.
Wow, caught me by surprise there. It says it's 3:12. Actually, it's like 3:08. Anyways, that was Rust, a band called Rust with Frustration, and that's kind of how it makes me. It's so frustrated. Anyways, before that was Peter Sellers with his Doctor Strangelove influenced version of the Beatles' "She Loves You." That was on a CD single for Hard Day's Night. Unfortunately, you won't be able to find it on the new box set. So if you find this version, get it, no matter what cost. And I started off after news with the Jazz at the Movies band doing a version of a piece from Henry Mancini's score, To Touch of Evil.
Next Tuesday, August 2nd at high noon, Women in the Arts presents Bay Area new music composer and performer, Pamela Z. Don't miss this. Women in the Arts, Tuesday at noon on KALX Berkeley. This week and every week.
Sitting here debating whether or not I should go leave a minute early or try to get off on time here, but I guess, you know, I'll just have to keep talking, won't I, for a little bit. That's not fair, but Lisa is still picking out records, and I'm all planned out to leave start off the song in about a minute here. Anyways, well, I am the prisoner. Elisa's up next, not Warlock, if you've come to expect Warlock to be here, but it's good, any way you look at it. So, Elisa will be following me. Following her at 9 o'clock should be 45 RPM. And then at midnight tonight on the International Album of the Week is Mad Professor. I had to turn my head there so I could look at it. Anyways, I've got one more song here. It was actually a request that came at the beginning of the show, but I kind of felt it would best serve the end of my show. And it was actually in response to the first song I played, which was Unhappy Birthday by the Smiths. And the listener said, you know, this is probably a better one. And I'll also take it as a dedication because tomorrow is my birthday, and this is Cracker with Happy Birthday to me at the Calyx. And until next week, I'll be seeing you.
This is Dave Emery. You're listening to KALX Berkeley.